Alexander. Ed on the other side of the glass, engineering today's show, the show Thursday, December the 11th, 2014. We are live from AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. We're live streaming at KVOI.com and BuckmasterShow.com. BuckmasterShow.com is our place for all of our podcasts and complete show archives. So that means 24/7, wherever you are in the world, you can listen to a particular show of what we do here, the Buckmaster Show. During the noon hour, a conversation with PCC Chancellor Lee Lambert. Then we'll talk with UA climate scientist Zach Guido. And 30 minutes past the hour, our monthly CEO interview series presented by Trio. And then we'll wrap up the show with certified public accountant CPA Michael C. Flowers with some last-minute tax tips, because believe it or not, New Year's Day is 3 weeks from today. We resume now our new monthly interview series presented by Pima Community College, and with us on the Buckmaster Show live line is the Chancellor of PCC, Lee Lambert. Chancellor Lambert, how are you today?
I'm good, Bill, and how are you?
Doing very well, thank you. I wonder if you could kind of give us an update on the timetable for hopefully getting PCC off of probation.
Yes, I'd be glad to do so, Bill. So, as folks are probably aware, we received our self-study report later than the projected timeline, and as a result, we had till December 8th to submit our corrections of errors of fact. As a result of that, by its very own nature, has caused a recalibration of the timeline. So at this point, we are still waiting to hear from the Higher Learning Commission what our new timeline is going to be. But I think the original timeline and the tightness of that will not be the same any longer in terms of final outcome and decisions about the college.
The Chicago-based Higher Learning Commission is the one we are talking about here, the Higher Learning Commission. What was the timeline? When were we expecting something? Was it early in the new year, Chancellor?
So let me first clarify, Bill. This is not a result of anything that Pima did in terms of the delay in the process.
Okay.
So I don't want people to read into it a negative. So that's the first part. Second part is, so the original timeline was earlier this week I would have appeared before the hearings panel in Chicago. Because that did not happen, so let me freeze frame for a moment. So if we would have stayed on the normal time frame, I would have come in this week, appeared before the hearings panel, then the presentation, the analysis from the hearings panel, along with the self-study report, would have then been forwarded to the full board. The full board meets at the end of February, and then they would have rendered their decision at that time, and they would have notified us by the first week of March of their decision. Given the fact that we did not have the hearing this week, it's probably highly unlikely it's going to occur before the new year. And depending on if it happens early enough in the new year, that we could still make that February time frame. So I'm being conservative in my estimation that we will not meet that original time frame for the February decision point by the full board. The full board meets again at the end of March. So I think that is a more realistic time frame at this point, given the fact that we have not established a new set of dates for the hearing to occur.
Chancellor Lee Lambert with us from Pima Community College. Chancellor Lambert recently returned from China, where he was exploring opportunities for partnerships as part, really, of a broader initiative that includes our neighbors to the south, Mexico, India, and South Korea. How would you characterize that trip, Chancellor?
Before I answer that, provide a broader context. So the United States of America has been working with other nations to really strengthen our ties and bonds. And so the President of the United States announced some key initiatives, which are known as the 100,000 Strong Initiative in China. And then also the president announced a 100,000 strong initiative in the Americas. So fortunately, because of my work in Seattle, I've been connected to both of those larger initiatives. So then when I moved here to Shoreline, I mean, from Shoreline to Pima, I was contacted again by the State Department to join a meeting between the U.S. and Mexico on what we might do to work together around education. So our initial foray back into the international arena as a community college, remember, Pima used to be a big player in the international landscape going back about 10 years ago. So now we're reemerging. We were asked and invited to this meeting. And then out of that meeting, we strengthened a relationship with the Televisa Foundation, which led to connecting up with some work that was already going on at the college to work with the Bekelos program. So our initial piece since I've been here was to start the relationships with Mexico to start to send students from Mexico to Pima. Now, of course, long term, I hope that we will be able to send students from here to Mexico. So in addition to that, I was invited by CEAIE, which is the arm of the Ministry of Education of China, to actually be on a panel in Beijing at the World Congress conference. This is a huge conference that happens globally. I was asked to come speak, and as a result of being on that panel, I was then asked by the United States delegation of community colleges to be the keynote speaker. So I was invited to go to China to speak on behalf of the United States community colleges. Since I was going, there was a big recruitment fair going on at the same time. So then I said, well, it would make sense for Pima to put its name back into the national, international landscape by having a presence there. So that's how all that unfolded.
And Chancellor, this renewed emphasis on international, as you say, 10 years ago, Pima had a strong international presence, certainly with Mexico. This could help offset what has been a cumulative loss of about 5,000 full-time students in the past 3 years. So we could get some additional international students here, correct?
Yes. So again, this is tied to a broader thing that's happening in the United States of America. Many of our nation's community colleges have been strengthening their international bonds across the globe. This is becoming an increasingly important aspect of our mission now as community colleges, really to really strengthen our own domestic students' knowledge about the rest of the world. A report was done in 2006-2007 called the Abraham Lincoln Study Abroad Report by the United States Senate that said America's national security interests, its economic interests, were being compromised because Americans did not know enough about the rest of the world. And it was especially acute when you talk about non-Western countries, in other words, the European countries, the Australian countries. So we need to train and educate more of our students to understand the rest of the globe, and that our institutions of higher education, including community colleges, are in a great position to be that bridge builder. Now, I'm practical, and that is a lot of our students can't afford to go and live and study abroad like may occur at the university level. So what's the next best thing? Bring the world here, create powerful engagement learning opportunities for our students to interact so that they can learn more through other students, through those interactions. So it's more about that. Now, of course, the corresponding benefit from that, as you know, from an enrollment standpoint, students pay tuition. Students from out of state and international pay closer to their actual cost of what it means to pursue an education of higher learning.
Quickly, Chancellor, how does the academic going into now the new, actually you're I believe you're about at your 1.5 year mark, aren't you? 18
That's
months.
Correct. Yes, 18 months.
Yeah,
is 18 months.
Wow, time flies, right?
Yes.
How would you characterize the financial situation now as we go into the new calendar year?
So I think Pima is in a great financial position going forward, and what that means is we can leverage the fact that we're in a good financial position to begin planning to anticipate the continuing shifting of financial support by the state for higher education, the shifting sands at the national level in terms of what that may mean in terms of impact to higher education funding. And so as we start to position and plan, we can now start to think about what would it look like if we were to receive a cut in the X amount? How would we be able to respond? What changes would we need to re-engineer in the organization to be responsive to a new fiscal reality? So it's not only about, you know, re-engineering efficiencies, but it's also about how do we strengthen and grow our and diversify our revenue base as part of a two-prong strategy to deal with these increasing pressures.
Chancellor Lambert, can you take a quick call from one of our listeners who had a question about programs that might be specifically attractive to some of our international students? Jim Kelly, a friend of the show, would like to ask you a quick question. Go ahead, Jim.
Hi, Chancellor Lambert. I am wondering what specific programs or courses of study are most attractive to China or Mexico or any other international partner that we may partner with. Is it engineering? Is it liberal arts? Well, what's attractive to them?
Yes, Jim, thank you for your question. In fact, the International Institute for Education, IIE, publishes a report called Open Doors, and it's about student mobility patterns globally. And as part of that, they look at the very question you've just raised. What are those program areas of study that are of most interest for people coming from outside of the country? No surprise, you touched on some of them. So the STEM-related programs are of high interest. Business programs are of high interest. And believe it or not, our social science programs are of high interest. So those are the three biggies. When you look at what we're doing through the Bekelos program, the focus is really on our STEM programs. They came here to do a semester with us in our STEM areas of the college. So I think going on a go-forward basis, that's going to certainly be an area that we got to continue to strengthen and build on, and then as you know, in STEM, and then also in our business programs, and to make sure that our social science offerings continue to be strong as well.
All right, Chancellor Lambert, we're going to wrap it up with you. I want to wish you and yours and everyone over at PCC a wonderful holiday season. Thank you very much, sir, and good
thank
luck
you,
in the new year. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot. Lee Lambert, the Chancellor, Pima Community College. We have a full show, as usual, planned for you. After the break, we're going to talk about what is turning out to be probably the warmest record year here in Tucson. We'll find out about that. Zach Guido, UA climate scientist, joins us on the Thursday edition of the Buckmaster Show. Be right back. The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 27 years as the place to see fine Persian and top quality imported and antique rugs at competitive, affordable prices. With its huge selection of handwoven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery is located in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and on the web at ruggalleryaz.com. Also, look for us on Facebook. Call 571-RUGS, that's 571-7847.
Tucson Desert Art Museum, Tucson's newest art museum, is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tanqueverty Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500
or visit pima.edu.
The Regional Transportation Authority has completed more than 570 projects to date. Our projects range from new roadway lanes to new transit services, plus new sidewalks and bike lanes. The Regional Transportation Authority also funds crosswalks for added pedestrian safety and new signal technology to keep people and goods moving. We're improving safety and regional mobility for you. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show, located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antique, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. If you're looking for an auto mechanic, Mike Emery and the team at Perfection Auto Works, I strongly recommend this place for any domestic or foreign car needs, automotive needs that you might have. PerfectionAutoWorks.com, very convenient location, very clean operation. Went over there, looked it over, looks great. Midtown, one block south of Speedway on North Beverly. Well, 2014 is expected to go into the record books as one of the warmest, probably will be the warmest since records have been kept, weather records in Tucson. Zach Guido is with us. Zach, a climate scientist with the University of Arizona Climate Assessment for the Southwest Group at the UA-based Institute of the Environment. Zach, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks.
I mean, I don't think it's a big surprise. We've had really mild temperatures.
Yeah, and we are getting ready for the warmest year on record, and that's in part attributed to the warm sea surface temperatures that have been occurring in the tropical Pacific Ocean related to the finally emerging El Nino event. And of course, there is a trend in that temperature record as well. So we've been experiencing, by and large, increasing in temperatures in recent decades.
Well, California currently getting hammered with this very big storm. Some of my friends in the Bay Area say 3 to 5 inches. In some places, it is a big storm. Billed, I think some of the climate folks were saying, biggest in 5 years. And the obvious question, Will this put a dent, and I guess, Zach, how sizable dent in the drought?
Well, I think for California, it's important, and it will impact in a positive way, although it is going to be a pretty extreme event, so there will be some destruction. High winds are expected, a lot of flooding. So, you know, in terms of the drought, yes, it'll probably improve things a little bit. But again, you know, it takes a little while to come out of a drought. And California has been in this protracted period of dry conditions over three, four years. So, you know, one event won't do it, but we'll take anything we can get at this point, as long as it doesn't create widespread destruction.
And there's been some controversy over how extensive the drought is. Some folks have, in your business, have said it's the worst in 1,200 years. That might be a little extreme, but it's been a bad one.
Yeah, I've seen that number thrown around, and of course they're using sort of tree rings to look deep into the past. I've seen other numbers, depending on where you are, of course, equate it to one of the worst in the historical record, which goes back to about 1900. But I think, you know, the point here is this is a really exceptional dry period that's caused a lot of economic damage to California. It's impacted pretty heavily the agricultural sector. So however you slice it and dice it, it's pretty meaningful.
Our own rainy season, we may get a little rain here out of this storm, maybe up to an inch perhaps, will put us fairly close to kind of an average year for precipitation. But it's going to take, from what I understand, Zach, more than just a couple of average years for us to get out of our drought, which is at least 12, 13 years old now.
Right. So if you look at the water supply, which is one of the major impacts here from dry conditions, you know, the major reservoirs like Elephant Butte in New Mexico, and obviously the Colorado River reservoirs, they're low, and they require quite a number of successive winters, not just summers, but winters of above average precipitation. So if we get, you know, we're off to a bang start here in December. We had a pretty good event last week. It looks like this weekend will bring part of that moisture that's hitting the West Coast now down here. And but of course, that followed on the heels of we didn't have any precipitation in November,
no,
which is quite abnormal. So yeah, so by and large, the year is probably average, but January, February, March is going to go a long way for us here in the Southwest, particularly for the reservoirs.
And so much emphasis is placed on the monsoon, our summer thunderstorm season. But really, in your business, in the climate business, when you look at long-term droughts, and the winter is really the key because of the watershed.
That's right. The winter, you know, we get about 50 to 60% of our annual precipitation in the winter, but most of that water the reservoirs use most of that water. And so the summer precipitation doesn't fill up the reservoirs. So in terms of water supply, it is the winter that matters. But of course, the summer matters if you're a rancher. For grasses, it matters for the ecosystem. It also has an impact on the fire season as well. But in terms of longer term drought, we really pay attention and care mostly about what the winter precipitation does. Now, the interesting part of this for us here in the Southwest, what happens in the upper Colorado River Basin in Colorado and Wyoming and Utah matters too. So it's not just what's happening locally. It's what's happening across the West.
I want to ask you, Zach, about this report that came out. Let's see, this was December the 8th, so it's a fairly recent. Federal scientists, natural weather patterns, not man-made global warming, are causing the historic drought parching California. And I guess you could kind of lump in our area with the kind of the whole drought picture of the Southwest. What do you say to this?
Well, so in that report, they were looking at sort of the weather patterns that set up. And for the last 3 years, there's been this persistent high pressure ridge that set up over California. It's like this bubble in this atmosphere that sort of diverts storms north and prevents them from going over over California and for the most part into Southwest. And if you look at that pattern, you actually see that pattern in the past as well. And so that led to some conclusions that, you know, this can occur naturally. The report also says that there's aspects of the sort of human cause component in that, and that largely has to do with warming temperatures, because warming temperatures, which we're seeing and which we expect as a result of increasing concentrations of greenhouse gases, that sort of ramps up the evaporation and the transpiration and sort of makes dry conditions drier.
Well, let's hope we have a good winter, and we may have a good one. Is that because of the El Nino effect?
Well, hopefully December's off to a good start.
All right, Zach Guido, thank you very much for coming on the program, and want to wish you and yours a very wonderful holiday season. Thanks, Zach.
Thank you, Bill.
All right, coming up on 12:30 now on the Thursday edition of The Buckmaster Show. Be right back.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Hi, this is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental. There's always a party or event going on somewhere, thanks to Arizona Party Rental. We're ready to roll out the red carpet for you. Hey, U of A basketball fans, let's hear what radio analyst Ryan Hansen has to say.
Hi, I'm Ryan Hansen, Arizona basketball radio analyst and vice president with Bon Voyage Travel. Our mission at Bon Voyage is to take the stress out of your travel planning. Our travel advisors will handle all of the details so you can prepare for your trip without the hassles. During my career with Arizona Athletics and Bon Voyage Travel, I've always counted on Arizona Party Rental for my event planning needs. They've handled the details with ease and made it a stress-free experience. Their customer service and knowledge make the party a five-star outing. If you're looking for help planning your next trip, come to the professionals at Bon Voyage. If you're looking for help planning your next event, go to the professionals at Arizona Party Rental.
Thanks a lot, Ryan. Nice call. And a high five to your team at Bon Voyage Travel. Arizona Party Rental on Speedway or online at arizonapartyrental.net.
See the world under glass at Biosphere 2. Step inside this living laboratory to explore how today's biggest environmental questions are being answered and enjoy the view. Experience the new Ocean Gallery featuring the Return to the Sea of Cortez exhibit. Bigger questions, better answers. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2. Open daily. Visit biosphere2.org for details.
This is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. When you step out of your shower, you expect to be refreshed and, of course, cleaner than when you stepped in, right? The fact is, hard water builds up on your shower doors, stalls, fixtures, faucets, and on you. Let's be honest. If it's on your shower door and fixtures, it's on your skin, your hair, appliances, and plumbing too. What a mess. But take it from me, save yourself a lot of trouble, money, and headaches by saying, hey, Culligan man, Culligan has been solving water concerns for over 60 years. Our Culligan representative will do a system evaluation to ensure you get the right solution for your home and family. It doesn't matter whether you have city or well water, Culligan can make your water better with an easy solution that fits any budget. Try a Culligan water system for only $9.95 per month on the first three rental payments with an annual service agreement. Call us at 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours, but no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2 hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson, it's the way to go.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. For no matter how far away you roam.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. The CEO interview series on our program is presented by Tucson Regional Economic Opportunities Incorporated TREO, offering a comprehensive approach of programs and services to facilitate the creation of high-wage jobs through the attraction of new primary companies, the retention and expansion of existing primary companies, and increased business creation and entrepreneurship strength within our region. Since 2005, TREO has facilitated nearly 70 project successes in Southern Arizona, representing over 10,000 direct jobs and an overall economic impact of $4.3 billion. Find out more at trioaz.org. And joining me in studio on the Buckmaster Show, Robert Ramirez is with us. Bob is president and CEO of Vantage West Credit Union. Mr. Ramirez serves on numerous boards and of directors, including the DM50, Tucson Metro Chamber of Commerce, and of course is a member of the TREO Chairman's Circle. Bob, how are you?
Just fine, thank you.
Well, congratulations. Vantage West had having a very good year, wrapping up 2014. What's this I hear about? You've been named Vantage West one of the nation's most financially healthy credit unions.
Yes, depositaccount.com is a rating company that rates both banks and credit unions. And we were rated as one of the top 200 credit unions in the country, the healthiest in the country. So we were very proud of that. And again, because of some conscious choices and discipline in executing our strategies, that we are where we are.
How do you put that strategy together? I mean, Vantage West has been around, I believe, since 1955,
60
right?
years. Yes,
60
sir.
Years. Mm-hmm. So you've got 60 years in this business. And how did you go about keeping this the whole credit union as healthy as it is?
Well, again, it's a team effort. It really is. Our board of directors and my executive team work together, to collaborate and to strategize, to find ways to serve our members. The idea is to find convenience for the membership, and then by asking questions and then executing on those answers from the membership. The membership is the key to our success, taking care of the membership.
How have credit unions, Bob Ramirez, evolved over the years since the founding of 60 years ago?
Well, one of the keys now to our success is leveraging technology. We have to find ways to do more with less, and technology is a way to do that. So we are an investor in technology. and we focus on training our employees on the latest technology to ensure that our members have different ways, different delivery channels to be serviced, whether they want full service at the branch or self-service being full service through electronic means. We focus on providing numerous delivery channels for our members to be serviced.
How did Vantage West come about back in 1955 here in Tucson, right?
It started off, I understand, on a tin shack on base.
so it was affiliated with the Davis-Monthan
Yes,
Air Force
back then it was called Davis-Monthan Federal Credit Union. It started off on base in a tin shack, I understand, and that's how we got started. I've been there now. It'll be 30 years as of February. When I started back in 1985, we were $99 million in assets. Now we're at $1.4 billion in assets.
Anything planned to commemorate the occasion, the 60th?
Absolutely. We expect to have a year-long celebration. We'll have numerous promotional programs going out throughout the year, thanking our membership for their patronage.
So the credit union started serving the military in Davis-Monthan Air Force Base. Then were there changes in all the in the laws that allowed anyone to then become a member of the credit union? Is that how it worked?
No, there's still requirements to become a member. What we did back in 2006, we changed our name from DM Federal to Vantage West Credit Union, and we went from a federal charter to a state charter, and we became a community-based credit union. So now if you live, work, worship in Pima County, Pinal, or Maricopa County and Cochise, you can join Vantage West.
Yeah, and you've expanded to Cochise now?
Yes, sir. Now we merged Tombstone Federal Credit Union this past year, and so now we're in Cochise County.
So you're expanding to southeastern Arizona. You've been with TRIO as part of their chairman's circle. Why is that important to you?
Well, we have similar missions. TRIO is all about expansion and retention of business opportunities for Tucson to create jobs. And we are in the same business of serving employees of these companies that come to Tucson, taking care of their financial needs. So very similar mission statements, and our goals are the same, to promote economic development and security in the Tucson marketplace.
How do we get more jobs here in town?
Well, again, we have to sell these employers on the value proposition that Tucson has to offer. It's a great place to live, great place to work, and we have to sell it to these prospective employers that come to Tucson.
I was going to say, have you seen some signs that the economy is starting to pick up here in town?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we are seeing tremendous loan growth this past year. We have grossed over $600 million in new loans this last year. Yes, sir. We're up to $1.2 billion in our loan portfolio as of November 30th. We've seen tremendous growth in our loan portfolio, both in auto lending as well as first and second mortgages, doing very well. And we also have a portfolio in commercial lending. We're also lending to entrepreneurs here in Tucson. So we're seeing a great demand for loans. And so to me, there's a renewed sense of confidence with the consumer.
So this could be, let's hope so. It's leading kind of this recovery. I had not heard about that big increase in loans. That's good news.
It is, huh? Yeah. It is for us, huh? Yes.
You've been very supportive of this community. You're involved with a lot of local causes. I know, you know, going back with the Davis-Monthan, of course, and the roots of Vantage West, there was some good news about at least the A-10 will be around for at least another year through Congress and the appropriations. You're with the DM-50. Are you optimistic about the future of the base?
Absolutely.
A little more so than...
Absolutely. You know, the base offers several benefits to Tucson, and again, security being one of the biggest ones. We hope and are hopeful that when the A-10 does go away, that they'll bring another weapon system into Tucson to replace the A-10. So we're very optimistic about the future of our base. Absolutely.
And as far as economic development, what would be the major key that you see to bringing more economic development here?
Well, I think one of the keys is our educational programs here in Tucson. We need to get our house in order about our educational programs, obviously our streets, We need to repair our streets to make sure that we got that in place.
Yeah, because here you're a CEO coming to town to, you know, look at Tucson as a prospective place for, you know, putting a business, and you hit a big pothole. That's not going to send a good message, is it?
You know, we are one of six sponsors that was involved in the First Impressions project on Tucson
there
Boulevard.
There you go. Yeah.
So we are part of that program to help beautify Tucson Boulevard, to give a positive first impression to visitors coming to Tucson. So, you know, baby steps to help really better opportunities for the Tucson marketplace and our future employers.
And that is huge. When you first fly into town, you've never been to Tucson before, and you come back at the airport, at least it is nicely landscaped now. And you and your colleagues, I know the Chamber's been involved too with that First Impressions program, are to be congratulated. Bob Ramirez, congratulations on success with Vantage West. Let's hope you have a great 2015 and your 60th anniversary year coming up. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having me.
For more information about Trio, we suggest that you go to their website. You can visit Trio, that's TREOAZ.org. Exactly now, coming up just a few seconds short of 12:45 on the Buckmaster Show. We'll be right back after this.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Get Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 per month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Plus, get your first month free. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Ends 1/4/15. Price excludes taxes, fees, and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Visit coxbusiness.com for internet speed options and details. Actual speeds vary. Other restrictions apply.
Five Star Termite and Pest Control is announcing they now have pigeon services with a pigeon poem. Pigeons procreate prodigiously, producing up to 8 progeny per year. Perching precariously, they plaster half their weight in poop per day. Poop collects, creating a problem with parasites and pestilence. Employ Five Star Pest Control's Pigeon Trapping and Exclusion Program, and you'll be pleased. Whew, getting through that was way harder than you might think. Call Five Star at 886-0045 and visit fivestartermite.com.
We know what bugs you.
How would you like to help people in our community who are in need and save money on your taxes? The Arizona Charitable Tax Credit keeps your tax dollars in Tucson when you direct it to a qualifying charity. Individuals may donate up to $200 and married filing jointly up to $400. Receive a dollar-for-dollar credit that will reduce your Arizona state income tax. This could also be claimed on your federal taxes. Help local charities like Interfaith Community Services, Kids in Need, and others. Go to azcharitytaxcredit.org.
Why, it certainly is good to have a good job to go to, Stanley.
Yes, it certainly is.
Why, it just makes the whole day seem brighter. Why, even you seem brighter.
Thank you, Ollie.
Oh, Stanley, there's something wrong with the car. Do something to help me.
What do you want me to do, Ollie?
Throw out the clutch. That's something. Well, here's another nice mess you've gotten me into. I knew I should have taken this car to Perfection Auto Works.
Well, I couldn't help it. I thought you were going to
Don't let that happen to you. I love Laurel and Hardy, but auto repair is not funny. So, bring your car to Perfection Auto Works for our free 26-point inspection. Call 323-8650. That's 323-8650 or perfectionautoworks.com.
HSL Properties presents the inaugural Tucson Jazz Festival on Friday, January 16th through Wednesday, January 28th. This auspicious musical event begins with jazz master Jimmy Cobb and the TJI Ellington Band at the Fox Theater.
Here I go again.
Award-winning jazz virtuoso Joe Bourne pays tribute to Frank Sinatra at a Sunday big band brunch at La Paloma on January 25th. Later that evening at the Fox Theater, the Tucson Hard Bop Quintet opens for vocalist Alan Harris as he pays tribute to Nat King Cole. The festival will close with an intimate performance by the legendary Burt Bacharach on Wednesday, January 28th at the Fox. Tickets are going fast, so don't wait. Buy your tickets right now and get more information on our free concerts at TucsonJazzFestival.org or call 547-3040.
Sunlink Streetcar, Sun Shuttle, Twin Peaks Interchange, Valencia Road, Houghton Road, Saharita Road, McGee Road. Just a few examples of projects funded through the Regional Transportation Authority. Since voter approval of the RTA plan in 2006, the RTA and its member jurisdictions have completed more than 570 projects to make our transportation network safer and less congested. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours. But no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion presented by our friends over in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Silver City in Grant County, just 3 hours east of Tucson. May I recommend going over there for the big holiday fair this Saturday at the old historic post office in Silver City. If you're looking for a unique gift, this might be the place to check it out. SouthwestNewMexico.org is the website, and they have the full listing of great places to stay like Bear Creek Cabins and all the wonderful things to do. Let's welcome now certified public accountant CPA Michael C. Flowers of the firm Flowers, Rieger & Associates, celebrating their 30th anniversary. Mike Flowers is the CPA for the Buckmaster Show. Always good to see you, Mike.
Great to see you, Bill.
And,
happy holidays, too.
Same to you. And the firm, 30 years. 30-year anniversary.
Time flies. Yeah, I started in 1984. I left a local firm with $5 in my pocket and set up a firm. And here we are 30 years later. But, boy, time flies.
Well, it certainly does. And 3 weeks from today, as you well know, is New Year's Day. So that means people have 3 weeks to kind of get their financial taxes in order for the year-end stuff.
Certainly, because most taxpayers are what's known as cash basis. So their income tax situation is determined by the cash they receive by December 31st or the checks they write by December 31st. And surprisingly, if an item's put on a credit card by December 31st, that will also count for 2014. So if you don't have enough cash, but you have room on your credit card and you want to donate to a charity or you want to pay a medical bill or pay some other expense for your credit card, that would count as well.
Well, I think most folks are focused, Michael, on the big end April 15th date, but the year end is pretty darn important too.
It's the more critical deadline of the two. The IRS charges you penalties if you file late after the 15th, but you sort of self-impose a penalty if you don't do the right things by taking advantage of the tax laws. There's very few checks that can be written after December 31st that will still qualify for December 14th. Your IRA check and certain pension checks and a few of the charitable contributions are allowed to be done after April 15th, but now's the time to get out last year's tax return, sort of compare it to this year's income year to date, and then make some important tax decisions.
You said in your newsletter that you send out to all the clients in December that there's these tax law changes that we really need to be aware of, especially those of us like myself, a small business person, need to be aware of those changes.
Yeah, the tax laws change constantly. For example, last year, small businesses were greatly enhanced with the ability to write off up to $500,000 worth of equipment purchases.
Mm.
That's currently sitting at $25,000 waiting for a final tax bill to determine whether they're going to go back to $500,000. It's sort of unfair to the American public, if you would, if they tell you on December 25th you're allowed to spend $500,000. So it makes it very difficult for our larger clients to plan. And generally, they're either buying the equipment or not buying the equipment, not as a tax motivation. But it certainly would be more beneficial if they knew they spent $100,000 on a piece of equipment. They would save $30,000, $40,000 in taxes.
How about with the Obamacare and insurance?
Obamacare this year is going to be unusual for everybody. We're sort of fearing it because everybody has to tell the government whether they're covered by health insurance or not. If you weren't covered by health insurance, then you're supposed to self-impose a penalty. Some of the insurance companies are supposed to send out forms to those that have health insurance. Those that are on the exchange are supposed to get notification. But I think this first year being the transition year, it's going to be very difficult. So those of you that are going to see your CPA, you need to be ready to tell them that, yes, I did have health insurance coverage. You don't have to actually document it or give them the invoice, but if you didn't, the IRS may be aware of that, and you may be assessed a penalty for not having health insurance.
Talking with certified public accountant Michael C. Flowers, Michael's firm, Flowers, Rieger & Associates, conveniently located over on East Broadway, right by Country Club, very nice midtown location. The season of charitable giving, of course, with us now, Christmas 2 weeks away. Nonprofits generally send out appeals, Michael, this time of year and hope that people will feel charitable around the holidays and want to make a contribution before the tax year ends on December 31st.
Yeah, there's two kinds of tax deductions associated with charitable contributions. The less beneficial one are to general charities, whereby you're able to, let's say I gave a charity $1,000. If I'm in a 30% tax bracket, then I'll save $300 on that charitable contribution. What's real important for your listeners to know is that there's certain charities that have been approved by the state. For example, if I give to a tuition support organization, a qualified tuition support organization, and I can give up to $2,000 because I'm married, filing jointly, 2016, actually, I think it is. But if I write that check, that's a direct credit on my state taxes. So it's like I sent the Arizona Department of Revenue $2,000. So if I write a $2,000 check, I'm in a sense benefiting by $2,000 as opposed to 30% of $2,000. The other charities that qualify for that in the state, besides the tuition support, is assisting out public schools and generally their extracurricular activities. There's a credit of up to $400 for that. And then this year there's a new foster credit, which goes up to $800. So a couple married filing jointly can write $3,200 worth of checks to charity, and they will get all that money back on their state tax return. So you're basically allocating how you want the state to spend some of your money.
If you're volunteering for one of these organizations, I don't think that, does that count or
what?
It's
not your time, but you are able to deduct your mileage or any expenses associated with your volunteering. It's a very difficult concept for many people. It's like, well, geez, I was worth $100 to that charity. Well, if they paid you $100 and you gave them $100, you'd be at a zero-sum game situation, and that's how the IRS looks at it. So if you donate your time, you don't have the income associated with it, but you also don't have the deduction.
Michael, I know you're very good to our listeners. If there any of them would like any kind of advice, you have a kind of an introductory offer, don't you?
Yeah, we have a no-charge for initial consultation. It'd be nice if you mentioned Bill's show and just that you heard me on the show, but we offer that to our referral sources and good clients. Or if you just have a question, you're doing your return and you're not sure of something, we're more than happy to give you some courtesy advice because we'd rather get it right and not have you go through penalties or have the wrong answers. Of course, if it's an extremely difficult question, we can't give you a over-the-phone answer.
Free advice over the phone, right? That takes a little bit more.
But on a general question, can I fund an IRA or would this be deductible or those type questions, we're more than happy. And again, as a courtesy to Bill, to you and the great job you do in the community. We try to emulate you and try to give back to the community as well.
Thank you very much. The one thing about the IRAs, anything we should know about that before the end of the year?
Again, you just need to see if you qualify. Some of our clients, unfortunately, we had a gentleman in the other day that has a very small business, and he's only going to make $3,000 or $4,000. It's more of a part-time business, but that's his only source of income. He was inclined to fund his IRA for $6,000. You can only fund your IRA up to your earned income. So in his case, we told him, hey, why don't you wait till we do the tax return? Whatever you show in income, then we can put that into an IRA up to $6,000. But if you only make three and you put six in your IRA, the IRS is going to ask you to take that $3,000 out.
Okay, Michael C. Flowers there at 327-8706, and they're, again, conveniently located Midtown, Broadway and Country Club.
Broadway and Country Club. We've been there, as I mentioned, Bill, 30 years in business, and we've been at that location probably 27 years of those, so time does fly.
All the best to you and your associates, and I hope you have a great holiday season.
Same to you, Bill, and thank you for all the work you do and the publicity you give to our firm. It's very well received from somebody as fine a gentleman as yourself and such a great show.
Thank you very much. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show, provided by Culligan. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan for all your year-round residential and commercial water needs. Coming up this afternoon, I'd like to promote all of our local talk shows here for Tucson at 4 with Mike Shaw. Then tomorrow morning, it will be Friday, Wake Up Tucson 6 to 8. Then the Daily Double with Christy Simone, 8 to 9. Ed Alexander will be there, and he'll be back with me at noon tomorrow. Until then, have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.